Welcome to the Floor Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Floor on Tuesday, and it's the 16th of June, and I'm recording at 9:45 p.m., and that is British summertime here in sunny, warm London. Okay, now, how's this global correction, stock market correction, going on here? Well, mixed fortunes. The Asia-Pacific markets were mostly hit. Japan down a little bit. Japan's held up really well, and the TSE 2 index hit another new new high within this rally. It's not all that far off the all-time high, incidentally, that second section index. But Japan, one of the steadiest stock markets overall, is one I like. This is a big bull market following the biggest of bear markets. Now, elsewhere, China, different fortunes here. China had been doing very well. We had clear downward dynamics in here today, and that caused the Shanghai Composite Index, it gapped downwards quite sharply, nearly 3.5% on the decline. And the Hang Seng Index and also the H shares, which had shown signs that they were getting a failed downside break last week. But, well, that didn't last, and they've extended their declines with some sharpish drops in here. Hang Seng down 1.1%, and the H shares down 2.71%. The valuations, incidentally, on the Hang Seng and the H shares are terrific. So I think you've got the cheapest valuations of any solid market, certainly in those two Hong Kong indices, whereas the Shanghai Composite is overvalued and certainly due for a mean reversion reaction. So, is this a buying opportunity here, given that this is a global stock market correction? Well, I think one can nibble. One can nibble at that Hang Seng index or individual shares that one likes in that market, and same thing for the H shares. Taiwan, South Korea, and Australia were all down a little bit, but small moves. India up again for another day, but it's a small gains, just a little over a third of a percentage point. And those are the main stories, really. Looking at the European stock markets, started weak, were quite weak on downside follow through after yesterday's big hits, but then they turned around and they firmed and closed with modest gains. The German DAX index is up just over half a percentage point. The Euro Stoxx index almost by as much as that. So certainly oversold in the short term. Obviously the Grexit situation, which is going to drag on for at least a few more days, that is a lot of that's reflected. My own feeling on this is that you get a deal, and whether it's Grexit or something that just enables them to struggle on and keep Greece in the EU, I think getting Greece out of the EU, despite all the hardship that would cause, would probably be better in the long run. But I think that those will coincide with buy signals here in these depressed European markets, because we have corrected all the previous overextensions to the upside, and Mario Draghi's quantitative easing will certainly continue. And you know, you put the Greek thing in perspective. Well, there's a lot of debt, almost half a trillion, according to Bloomberg, here today, half a trillion euros. So that's a clear problem, but that's mostly held by the European Central Bank and also the IMF. And then What we do know is that a Grexit situation would certainly cause a lot of havoc in the short term for Greece. But again, this would be nowhere near as bad as it was for the European region as a whole, as if this had occurred 3 or 4 years ago, then it would have been a disaster. So I think that what about in here right now before we get any resolution? And I think these markets are in nibble territory, and I think they'll get a good rally once we get this resolved one way or the other. Okay. To repeat that point. Now, Wall Street, soft to begin with and then steady, and soft in the pre-markets. The Dow up 0.2 percentage point, slightly less than for the S&P and the NASDAQ, but they were both up over 0.5 percentage point in here today. Those utilities and also the transports continue to lag, but what I've got to say is that the technology index, that's the CCMP, that is really quite steady. It hasn't gone very far. It's mostly been range bound, but it's on the higher side of that range. Also, the second section index, the Russell 2000, that is quite steady in here overall. The Dow's not doing too badly. Iconic Apple, not too bad, a little over 127. And the news coming out is a little firmer, but the Grexit fear shadow is certainly casting itself over these markets generally, and it's causing the U.S. 10-year bond yield to ease a little further. It's just above 2.30 here right now, 2.30%, and that's down from nearly 2.50, which we saw, I think, early last week. I don't think it'll go a whole lot lower in here, but again, we haven't had a Grexit situation before, so that may keep that market on the defensive. I hope and suspect that the Fed will still go ahead with a quarter point interest rate hike in September, but we will see. I think it's justified in economic terms. Now, elsewhere, we had with a dollar index a little firmer, but it's not really going anywhere, 94.91, and I maintain, of course, that the Fed would like to have that lower. The dollar steadied a little bit against the Indian rupee, but it hasn't gone much this year. just a little bit higher overall. And let's see, the euro eased a little bit, but it's at 1.1250. And sterling a little bit firmer, 1.5650. And what else can I mention to you in here? Looking at some of these commodities, crude oil fraction higher on the WTI, that's a US contract. Actually, it's 56 cents higher as I speak, it's 60.07. The Brent, 23 cents lower at 63.72. Soybeans and corn are higher in here today. A little bit of support for the agricultural commodities. Coffee also higher here, although I see sugar lower. And precious metals a little bit lower, down $4 for gold, 1182. And silver down 10 cents, 15.98. Platinum hit a new reaction low for this overall sell-off, which is of course over 2 years old and nearly 3 years old, and that's down 1,000 to 1,079. So, these are not strong patterns here. They're just They were ranging for a long time, but now they're drifting a little bit lower in here. And industrial commodities are just not the metal prices. Metal prices remain soft here overall. So there we are. Not much inflation showing in the system overall, but I think the next big story will be the post-Grexit or Grexit-avoided rally in these stock markets. And on that note, all the very best to all of you. And again, it was great. Just one last minute. It was great to see a number of you at the markets now. Session. Oh my goodness, what a lively session it was. All the best.